from me. The streets feel my pain, I reveal, and them feel the same, and I feel that. Like freedom of speech, of illegal. When I cast life, could the cast visa? You will take the blame for me era. Enough young artists, I sing real songs. And the established dog in a feature. Look on the other side, it would have bothered me so bad. For the youth, them way of...
We pledge resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams, chilling here in Montreal, here on CKUT. Peace.
We pledge alliance with those who have undercover.
Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Flip answer my phone call whenever I call him. I only need to be around people that can provide that level of prioritization, because I'm going to answer the phone like that for you. That shit is important that you reciprocate that and give me that shit in return. And if you can't, then we don't need to deal with each other. Because I got a zero tolerance for you to think that you can see my message come up on your phone and you're going to act like you're going to reach out to me way, 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 way after the fact.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I can't keep up the pace. She got me up my waist. I beat on, put it on my plate. Body, you be at the same, same, same. Oh, can't speak up tomorrow. I'll wake you up for dark. Play the other way, maybe the other way. Nighttime, a perfect design. And when you go out, wanna go down, keep putting to your shine. Oh, I, can we hold out? We running out of time. Ooh, you better speed now, speed now.
with you. Now let me go from a different view. I swear it's easy, believe me. You had a ball, so I'm leaving. See, I got options, I'm top of options. I'm in a top vision, you can stop. See, I'm a rhythm, so it's just like a prince.
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. Welcome back. How's the morning detour, baby? Larina boy. I had a whole totally different show planned.
Okay, what happened?
Well, you know what happened. Lego happened. God damn. So many things is happening. We have shootings in Lachine. We got teenagers getting high schools to get shut down. And then we got this Omicron thing. This sound like a villain in a Marvel superhero show.
The
Omarian
variant.
What is going on? The holidays is messed up. I was excited this morning. So I'm going to come in. We're going to do some giveaways, Larina, this week and next week. We have some great, amazing people coming on.
We're still doing giveaways.
No, we're still doing giveaways. But now we can't group up. Lego had a press conference on a Thursday night, last night at 6 p.m. Some new COVID-19 measures. No more non-essential travel, Arena. That's all dead. Thank God I went to Vancouver when I did. That's all dead right now. If it's your first time, join us for the next 2 hours. We'll give you the best in hip-hop, news, and culture from your city and around the world. I got some science fact. The first spacecraft went closer to the sun ever before.
Interesting.
don't get Elon Musk on it. He might try to terraform the sun next. But a lot of things going on. It's the best morning show in the country. It's the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. I'm alongside the calm in the storm, Larina XO. And we got Hall of Fame DJ, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. We got new music. I got the new Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
I got that new T-Pain. You know what I mean? Ross dropped a beautiful album. Oh, Ross dropped one of them joints. Rick Ross just drops those kind of albums. You know, you just feel motivated. Mm-hmm. You just want to do things. And a lot of people's depressed after that press conference yesterday. A lot of people's depressed, man. But you guys know how we do things. It's our opening segment brought to you by Synergy Medispa. Real people, real results. It's a Fresh Face Fridays. I want to open up here, Lorena. I want to shout out Kiki. If you guys don't know, Kiki's a Hall of Fame broadcaster around the city, out the east side, the Kiki Show. The Journal du Hip Hop has him as the number one entrepreneur of the year. He's done some great stuff for the community, for hip hop, for the culture. So I want to give Kiki his flowers this morning.
Definitely. Congratulations.
Definitely want to give him his flowers more on that Fresh Face Friday kind of vibe. But, I hope y'all saw this story that the New York Post had the other day. I hope y'all saw it. I already know Lamina's thoughts going to be on this, but I have to hear you give me the words, Lamina. You think to yourself, you know, listen, I spent all this money for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
This is my angle. If I spent all this money for this wedding, y'all going to enjoy my version of the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's a fine line between, okay, you know, this is my special day, and my special day becoming a tacky affair. I digress. So let's go. So this video has gotten at least 2.9 million views online.
That's a lot. So what's happening?
So twerking bride in the thong gives a groom a lap dance at wedding and Twitter explodes. This is from the New York Post. This is in the New York Post.
So wait, this is in front of her family? And
yeah, hold on. Go ahead a bit. Hold on. So Florida bride is going viral for wearing a completely blackless dress, apron style, with only a matching shimmery thong covering her. Yo, let me do not kill me. So she only had a shimmering thong covering her and gifting her groom with a sexy lap dance in front of guests at the wedding reception. Now, we've seen this before. I've been to weddings. I've seen, you know, a little sultry dance. But it never gets too X-rated.
No.
And she's normally still in the gown or in, you know, some brides switch out of the bridal gown and they have the after party, the reception gown, you know, less intrusive. So in the eye-popping, now viral video, which has amassed more than 2.9 million views on Twitter as of Tuesday, so it's probably like 5.3 at this point, a barefoot Rochelle. it had to be a hood day, Lorena. So barefoot Rochelle is seen pushing a little boy out of the way as she struts over to her grinning groom, who's seated in the middle of the dance floor. Now, you guys can see in the video, I'm assuming it's friends and family that's along the sidelines with their cameras out. A lot of concerns, red flags. So now your cousins and your brothers and your uncles have this video of your wife half naked giving you a lap dance at your wedding. You know, your grandmother almost had a stroke watching this thing here. Your father and mother is reimagining this whole situation here. But I got more. Then draped in a bedazzled halter dress and matching G-string undies, the buxom bride bends over and wiggles her rear in her new hubby's face while her bridal party busts a repetition of sultry moves to Beyonce's sexy single. No, it wasn't no sultry moves. They were twerking, but at least they were still in their bridesmaid outfit.
First of all, if I could say something.
Listen.
The key word here, everyone, is Florida.
Lorena, don't bash down south. Don't bash down south. Some good stuff come out of Florida.
No, I love Florida. Well, no, I love Miami. I'm sorry. I haven't been everywhere in Florida, but I do love Miami. Right. Miami's a bit different than Florida. But yeah, every time I see a crazy video, I always see
they did open Florida. They did open outside of COVID first. They do, you know, it's like the Wild West. Well, it's literally the Wild Wild West out
there.
They
never shut down.
They never shut down, did they?
No, but the family and everybody might be used to this. Like, I'm sure the groom knows his bride. I'm sure this is not like a shocking moment for them. For us, yes. For them, it's probably a regular like Tuesday.
We have a close friend that said he must have been her pimp. Because she's like,
possible.
Because she's like, what self-respecting grown man is going to let his wife dance in a G-string with the back? She looks beautiful, by the way. I'm not bashing. She looked great. You know, but I'm a man. I'm not expecting that at the wedding. Like some men are, I guess, yeah, I guess it's a Florida thing. I gotta call Clark. I guess because it's a Florida thing.
Yeah, but that just wouldn't be your bride. You guys wouldn't be on that tip. But for them, that's how things are.
Goddamn, that was crazy. So everything was tacky, you know. So I, you know, just to close this out. So I have no room if I say, listen, it's my wedding. You guys are invited guests in my wedding. Whatever, you know, shenanigans I'm gonna have to go down, y'all gonna have to deal with it.
Pretty much.
Goddamn, Florida's crazy. Things happening. Over the weekend, last Saturday, were you in a tornado? I felt like we were in Florida. We had 100 miles per hour winds. Everything got shit. A lot of people lost power. Mom Dukes lost power. I said, you better find them candles. You know, West Indians always have the candles ready.
Listen, we told you all to stock up. We said some crazy things are happening. Make sure you got your candles.
They think we talk just for joke, Lorena. They think we talk just for joke. But let me think. How ready are Montrealers for another ice storm? For another, you know, losing lights, losing power? Does everybody have a readiness kit? A preparedness kit?
Isn't it like an emergency kit?
Yeah, emergency kit or a knapsack. Now, you know, now you get your cutlass in there and your extra flashlight that uses solar power and whatnot. But how ready are Montrealers? Because a lot of people looking like they're kind of shifty.
Yeah. There are some people I did see that lost power last weekend, and they had some emergency lights and flashlights and stuff like that, but I don't know how prepared we are.
It's crazy, man. Well, I didn't see you all week, so how's your week been? It looks like you've been busy.
But good news, I graduated from my program.
No, that's what's up. Well, let people know what program you graduated from, Seth.
It's called Be a Girl Connected Mentorship Program. They're actually the applications for the 2022 semester is open, so you could definitely apply. I suggest everybody to apply. It's an amazing program. And you're still attached to them after you graduate. So, yeah, I love it.
Well, you know, I gotta probe a little deeper. So what new skills have you acquired? Because one of your passions, well, one of your professions is public relations.
Yep.
It's PR.
So I want to get into music PR, but I had absolutely no clue about the entertainment business. So I was able to get an actual artist and create a... actually, I had to create an album for her because she didn't have an album. I created an EP. I created the cover. I created the tracklist.
Hold on. You Dr. Dre? What's going on? Is Larina Swiss Beats, Maddie? What's going on?
I had to come up with producers. I had to come up with
artists
to collaborate with. Then I had to do a press release, and then I had to do a full out PR strategy, and then I had to present that to a team of industry experts at the end.
Look at that, Black excellence. God, what a mouthful. So has, you know, what we've been doing for the last 15-16 years, did I help you in your question when you're doing questions? Because, you know, we've done mixtapes and we've done a lot of projects of the like.
Honestly, it was very different. The only thing that I could say that I did know is I've done press releases before. So shout out to like Pollyanna Reed and New Girl on the Block. I've done those things before, but everything was totally different.
So when you're dealing with industry insiders, you know, these guys have, you know, been in the entertainment business for a while. What's the first thing they tell you? Because, you know, the music, you know, we've seen a lot of people lose money, seen a lot of people have bad relations with their managers, the PR, so forth and so forth. What's the first thing they tell you, you know, take us behind the veil a little bit, Lolo?
I mean, they didn't really, because I'm not the artist, right? Yeah. So I'm on the other side. So basically, it's kind of, PR is very up and down. It's a very thankless job is what they would tell a lot of people. But a lot of it is just, it's all networking. And it's a small industry. So just, you know, be kind to everybody.
Well, listen, man, I've been getting ready for the holidays. I was looking forward to a beautiful Haitian dinner next Friday after our four-hour show. If you guys don't know, we're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in urban sportswear and sneaker. He even got some electronics here. So if you're looking to get some motorized vehicles for your kids for the holidays, DG Kicks, you can find them online, DGKicks.com. Or come on down, Fielding, 6714 Fielding. We're broadcasting live. We're on the YouTube. We're on the Facebook, The Morning Detour. We's Moon Chaser, Free Agents Media. We're on everything right now. We bubbling. No, I had a great week, man. Just work is exciting. I was looking forward to the Haitian dinner, as I said, next Friday. We have a 4-hour show next Friday. We're going from 7 to 11. It's the Weezy That Stole Christmas. I don't know, I don't know what we're going to do next week. We're going to tell some stories. I felt we've done Christmas stories before, but we're going to open the lines and let people share their, you know, their fondest moments. But I think more people are just going to call us in anger that logo brought it down to like 10 people. I don't know how it's going to work. Listen, they don't have enough police for the tickets they're going to give out next week. I'm going to be 1,000 with you. They don't have enough tickets.
But I don't know. People, just be careful out there.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you guys get David Archer's book, Black Meditations, out now. It's on Amazon. I got to order mine today.
The link is actually in the Detour 514 bio on Instagram.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Amazing guests. A lot of giveaways. 8 o'clock, 8:30. Like it was Luina. Let know what's going on.
Yeah, we got some giveaways. We got Synergy, MediSpa, who is sponsoring this episode. We also have Womenpreneur. They're coming through. And also, we've mentioned before during the community events, they had their event last weekend. They did have a raffle, so we will be announcing the winners for that as well. So a lot of stuff is happening today.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, we try to give away some stuff because the mall's going to get crazy now because everything's going to, you know, I'm going to talk about it in the newspaper when we come back from the music, but everything's going back down to 50%.
What?
The capacity, everything's going to 50%.
Okay. But yeah, the malls and everything's crazy anyways because it's Christmas.
I'm going to say this after the break, but I just want to edge you on a little bit. I'm not an immunologist. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what other aegis that's a part of this whole vaccine, Omicron, COVID-19 saga here. But if 90% of the population is vaccinated, where's everybody getting this thing from? Like, we clearly don't know how this works, and that's a problem, too.
It is a problem. We'll talk about it, I guess, later, but yeah,
you ready for me?
Because I have a lot to say on that.
Yo, man, it's crazy.
I don't know.
Nah, man, yo, it's the madness, man. But we got some fire music. What am I starting off with here, man?
What do we have? There is a lot of music that did get released recently, so I'm going to talk about some of it in my segment, but... There's some good music, and then there was some music that was released last night that,
What, that some more Summer Walk?
Questionable.
What was questionable? It was a Kanye Drake link up. What was questionable?
No, I'll let you know a little later. It wasn't Kanye. Kanye's been doing good in the music, whole music aspect, with the performances, with the, what is it called, Sunday Service.
Mm-hmm.
So everything with that has been going great, but There was a track that was released last night, and we were very upset.
By who?
As a collective.
Oh, are you going to talk about it in your break?
I certainly will.
All right, let's go. Man, I've been loving this P&B rock song right now. Someone's hitting me up right now. It's like, oh, Larry's going in. Larry's going in. All right, let's go, man. It's the Morning Detour, man.
Girl, I love it when we do it, turn you on, shawty, tell me if I'm wrong. I can see it in your eyes when you're, that you're feeling my vibes. Baby, you ain't gotta lie, I've been waiting all day to get with you, shawty. You know you my boo, I got all this week for you, girl. Let's get tonight, shawty, let's get high, shawty. I just got your text, that's how where you at. You had a long day, I got some weed for your stress. About to wash up and get dressed, send me your address, and I'll be on my way. Let's fucking roll up some heads. I pull up to your place, see that smile on your face. Show me just how much you miss me, come take off all this, babe. Yeah, girl, you know you want me. With me, shawty, I got what you need. Me back was a hella week. I can't wait to get with you, girl. You should know. I can put you on another. So let's ride, shawty. Let's get high, shawty. Cause, girl, I love it when we do it, turn you on, shawty. Tell me if I'm wrong. I can see it in your eyes when you're, that you feeling my vibes, baby. You ain't gotta lie. I've been waiting. You, shawty, you know you my boo. I got all this sweet for you, girl. Let's get tonight, shawty. Let's get high, shawty. We run around with the top hat, smoking on this iPad. My baby, she exotic, but together we so toxic. It's me, you, and Mary Jane. This thing will never change. We take off like a plane, then we go MIA. And I love it when we, cause I know that leads to you getting naked. You pull out my wood and then you face it. This the type of shit you can't replace it. And I love it when we not smoking, fucking chill. Took you, let me feel. I love it when we both. Yeah. I wanna get high, yeah, just wanna get high, yeah.
Nobody do it like you do it, you show it. Think I'm a
Yes, 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 Montreal, my city. It is December 17th. It is 7:25 in the morning. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Lorena XO. Now it's about the time for us to do some local news and international news, Lolo. A lot of things is going on.
What is happening this week? Give us all the updates that we need.
Yeah, there's too much drama. There's too much drama. Yeah, I wasn't expecting this yesterday. But, you know, I've been seeing it all week long. They've been getting real hot with the Omicron thing.
Yeah.
With the new variant. I guess they wasn't prepared for this when they cooked up this vaccine. It seems like we're going to be taking vaccines till the end of time here. I don't know how they want to break it down. But you know what? New measures in place.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of horrible because, you know, a lot of people's excited for the holidays.
Yep.
Getting together with their family. You know, we were finally getting to a place where it's starting to feel kind of normal. Especially after, because last year was a wash. I can't remember last year. 2020?
2020, 2021 is all meshed into one for me. It is.
So the madness goes on. So Lorena's best friend, Francois Legault, our prime minister, did his special press conference last night. So this is what he's saying, Lolo. In short, Legault wants Quebecers to reduce contact between people by 50%. I don't know how we're supposed to do that at this point. The capacity limit is at 50% for most places. Vaccine passport for churches. Excuse me. He's banning dancing and singing in bars, clubs, and restos. And 10 people max in residential gatherings. Man, some people had some big affairs lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, does that mean all the New Year's Eve parties are canceled too?
I think so.
God damn.
Unless something changes in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, oh, man, yo, this is crazy. But I have a more detailed one as well in terms of his measures. So in terms of schools, masks will be reintroduced. High school CJEP, university in-person classes, will be pushed back a week at January 10th. But elementary stays as is. But this doesn't make no sense because if they say that, you know, it's the elementary kids that are spreading it, mm-hmm. but yet you're going to make them open as normally scheduled. But all the university and CJEP kids, you're pushing it back a week. Like, make it make sense. You know, that's all I'm asking, Lorraine. Make it make sense.
Yeah, but last year when we were going through all this, did any of the measures make sense?
No.
No.
So let's go to stores now. Stores, limited capacity during the holidays? That's when we need maximum capacity. Restos and bars at 50%. And already restaurants, you know, I can't even say that, you know, they're back on their legs, but they're, you know, starting to generate some kind of income, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're back to 50% during the holidays, which would have been a crazy, you know, it's a money month, man.
Yep.
The next 2-3 weeks, you know, a lot of people go trying to go out, do their thing. And 90% of people are vaccinated, so everybody got their passport. So, Boxing Day hours have been extended, though.
Oh, of course, because...
Okay, Lorena. It's a money thing. Okay, I see you, Lorena. I see where you're going. Gatherings, 10 maximum. A lot of people have a problem with this.
Yep.
Or 3 households inside. Outside, 20 people. Events, cinema, etc., 50% capacity. So we can go half. So if the hall holds 300, only 150 could party. Logo has to do another press conference tonight. Places of worship, 50% capacity, max 250, and vaccine passport. Sports, 50%, max 250, and vaccine. No sports, no competition or tournaments. Yo, man, that's sad, man.
Shout out. The Habs played last night, and there was nobody.
Everybody was vexed. Because you know how they feel about hockey in this city.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they feel about hockey in this city. But listen, I guess they weren't prepared for this Omicron. We knew, you know, weeks ago that there were going to be different versions of this COVID-19 thing.
But I just feel like we've been through this for a while now. And I feel like they know when mm-hmm. variants are coming before the general public knows mm-hmm. about it. So I don't know why there's different things that are not put in place ahead of time. But again, I'm not an expert, so yeah.
Yeah, we need to bring more experts on the show. We need to bring more experts on the show. Dubé needs to come on here. But okay, but early this week I had found that rapid tests can be used for added protection over holidays, but experts warn they aren't perfect. So as concerns over the spread of new Omicron COVID-19 variant sweeps into Canadians' holiday plans, experts say rapid tests could be used to help protect those looking to get together with friends and family. So that was earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's going to throw that and be out the door now, because now we're down to like 10.
But you can get free rapid tests at the pharmacy though.
Yeah, so that's going down. That's great. Like, we need to get that going more. That's dope. Trudeau says Canadians to hold to avoid non-essential international travel as Omicron spreads. So Canada issued a travel advisory to its citizens Wednesday, asking that they avoid all non-essential international travel as the Omicron variant spreads throughout the world. So there you go. Dude, Canada's health minister is like, no, listen, we're going to clamp down. People done spend all their money on their vacation. You know, I got friends going to Mexico tomorrow. They're like, they're not changing their trip. It's essential to me. Mm-hmm. So does essential mental health trip, does that fall in for Trudeau?
I don't know, but people better use it before he changes it up.
Listen, they talking about a lockdown soon. You stop it.
That's what I'm saying. Get out here. How do you, but I
don't know. So what was in the first vaccine then?
I don't know. Now you
need, this guy said COVID. I didn't get COVID. Like, what was in the first vaccine?
I don't know. Now you need a booster, but then they're saying the booster, might not protect you against this variant because it's so like.
So I'm the people that got the booster now. So now that's like invalid.
I have no clue.
This is starting to feel like those cards that they give out at the coffee shops. Like every time you get a coffee, you get a stamp.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to have that for a thing. Cause like now my COVID passport, I have like 18 different kinds of shots now.
Mm, pretty much. I think so. I think it's something you're probably, people are going to have to go and get like booster shots every couple of months.
I don't want to discourage Montreal, but y'all can definitely see where this trend is going. The cases are rising. I think it was like 2.5. I think now we're at like 3,000 new cases of Omicron. Mm-hmm. And with all this going on, our teenagers like to stay busy. With all of this going on, I feel like every week is a new thing. It's like, do we need to bring back Mary Poppins, Mr. Dress-Up? I don't know what's going on. Where's Mr. Rogers when you need him? Police arrest 11 teenagers for alleged threats against Montreal schools and possible confession threat. So a total of 11 teenagers have been arrested for allegedly making threats against multiple schools across the greater Montreal area as a part of a possible confession trend on social media. You know, back in our deal arena, you know, we thought we were a rebel when we had a half our braids out in school. Now these kids are sending threats to the school. Like, you know, I'm not saying we didn't pull the occasional fire alarm here and there. Mm-hmm. But to send threats to high school as part of a trend on social media? Something's going on with our youth. We need to bring Khan up here. We need David Archer up here. We need a summit. I don't know what's going on. They need to bring back a BT teen summit that used to have on TV. Yes. Something. So Montreal police, the SPVM, arrested 16 teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17 years old after a high school in Chateauguay on Montreal's South Shore closed its doors Monday due to threats on social media. Local police arrested 5 more minors. The trend, according to police, involves students creating fake social media profiles and posting anonymous messages to spread fear and confusion, according to Montreal Police, as if we are not dealing with enough things already.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember that movie, Lean On Me, with Joe Clark?
Yeah.
We need a Joe Clark.
We need many Joe Clarks. That's the problem. A lot of you, listen, if you haven't shown your young teenager or your young kid Lean On Me, that's a movie. Joe was tough. Joe was out there with the megaphone.
And the bat.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Something's got to change. Like, I'm saying, like, we came up watching these movies.
Yeah.
These kids came up watching Fortnite.
Not saying that we are perfect.
No, we're not saying we're perfect. Not saying we're perfect.
But, yeah, more resources and more time needs to be spent with these kids, I guess. Something needs to happen.
Because every week is something. If they're not killing each other, they all think they're part of a gang. Well, not. But your parents have, well, both your parents work, but you're part of a gang. That makes no sense. That makes no sense to me. But anyway, they shooting still. Man dies after being shot 6 times in chest by Montreal police. Police watchdog investigating. Like, they always say, as if we're supposed to feel better. Yeah, we killed somebody. We gave him 6 shots. But don't worry, the watchdog, you know, we're going to investigate, make sure everything's okay. But okay. Police responded to an incident on Thursday in Montreal. Shot a man wielding an X-Acto knife 6 times in the chest, said a witness, and according to video received by CTV. The man has died, obviously. Quebec's independent police watchdog agency has confirmed. Montreal police are not commenting on the incident. And you know it's always shaky when they don't want to comment. Mm-hmm. I thought you was Justin Clean. You don't want to talk about it. Okay, I see you. It is being investigated by the watchdog agency, the BEI, which is responsible for looking into all Quebec police responses that end with someone dead or injured. Now, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I was reading the article, and the neighbor, one of the people that was there, said the man was running out with the X-Acto. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking you can shoot an arm, you shoot a leg, I don't know. Subdue a man.
Yeah,
but to fatally shoot someone? Yeah, so they say the guy that they shot, he came running down the stairs with what I believe was an X-Acto knife, and they just opened fire on him. No hesitation.
Yeah, I feel like they always take too. Yep, they could have
used a taser. I don't even know why they even give them the taser. They've never used a taser.
They don't use the. I don't think I've heard them use a taser.
So I'm trying to show you. I've heard them use a taser in the States. I never heard them use a taser here.
I know here it's pepper spray or a gun.
We need. Yo, Value Bond needs to do an oversight of how the police training is like. Bring car into the police academy. I want somebody from the community to tell me, what are they teaching these police here?
I don't know.
They're supposed to be here to serve and protect. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it wasn't a just killing, but I'm just saying. It seems kind of shaky. We've never seen them use a taser yet. Wild stuff a couple days ago, man. Down south. You know what I'm saying? When it's hurricane season, it really goes left.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Florida again.
Yeah, listen. You see, you Miami lovers always want to shoot down Florida. Shout out to Little Haiti down there in Florida, boy. No, Little Haiti's in Miami.
That's in Miami, too. See, Miami's different.
Florida, yo, well, man, you be careful. Florida got good people, man. Shout out to my boy Clark. He's from Florida, man. So, over 80 dead in Kentucky after state's deadliest tornado event. Dead toll likely to exceed 100, according to the governor. So, that's crazy. Bashar 44 said the death toll is expected to exceed 100 people during an appearance on CNN State of the Union, noting that the confirmation process has been slow. So according to the governor, this is the deadliest tornado event we have ever had. Bashar told host Jake Tapper on Sunday, I think it's going to be the longest and deadliest tornado event in U.S. history.
Wow.
You know, I'm looking at the variants. I'm looking at this COVID thing. I'm looking at how Mother Nature's been kind of moving. You know, I don't know if you guys have been keeping your eye on all the forest fires last couple months, what's happened last year. Mother Nature's saying something.
Mother Nature is always saying something.
No, don't say it like that, Lorena.
Well, Mother Nature is always changing. It's always, you know, something's always happening. But are people really paying attention?
I got to say this before I go. Larry Nassar, the abuse survivors, received $380 million in settlement. So hundreds of women abused by former U.S. national gymnastic team Dr. Larry Nassar are to receive $380 million after reaching a settlement with USA Gymnastics. It ends a 5-year legal battle that began in the wake of the huge abuse scandal that rocked the U.S. sports. Nassar was sentenced to over 300 years in jail in 2018 for molesting gymnasts. Athletes, including a number of Olympian medalists, testified about how Nassar sexually abused them. The settlement is among the largest ever for a sexual abuse case, and as part of the agreement, the USA Gymnastics and the Olympic Committee will give board seats to survivors. That's disgusting.
It is. It's very disgusting.
You know, anytime somebody abuses their power, and especially abuse their power in a physical manner and impose themselves on young ladies, it's very disgusting. Very disgusting. But before we back up, I just got to do a little science. This was in Science Alert, Lorena.
Okay.
So for the first time in history, a spacecraft has touched the sun. So in an incredible historic first, a human-made spacecraft has swooped in and made contact with the sun. You want to touch the sun? No, I'm good on that.
I'm okay.
So on April 28, 2021, NASA's Parker Solar Probe actually flew into and through the solar corona, the upper atmosphere of the sun. Not only did it live to tell the tale, proving the efficacy of Parker's high-tech heat shielding, it took in situation measurements, giving us wealth and never-before-seen data on the heart of our solar system. Things are happening in the sun. Without the sun, we die. So I think the more we know about the sun, things are a good look for us. Just don't let Elon Musk know about it.
I guess. Okay, well, it's kind of hard to not let him know about it. But, I mean, I guess. I feel like they just need to leave the sun alone.
Real quick, too. Alien world was found in giant star system challenges are thinking on planet formation.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, a dazzling new direct image of an exoplanet has just broadened our understanding of the diversity of planetary systems out there in the big, wide universe. So the exoplanet in question is called B Centauri B, and it's orbiting not one, but two stars, a binary system called B Centauri, located 325 light years away.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, I'm not quite sure what this says. You know, science might be a little bit too smart for me sometimes.
That went over my head, so I can't comment.
Based on my understanding, Lamina, we're finding things. We're finding things that's moving, and we're not alone. It's the Morning Detour. It's the My CKT 90.3 FM.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Morning Detour with Weezy Moon Chaser and Lorena XO, and we're about to get into some cultural and entertainment news. So I will apologize beforehand with all these new rules. Some of my events are gone, so we'll see what's happening here. So I would imagine the Fantasia Film Festival is still on. You can go there up until the 19th at Concordia University. Definitely check out the website to see what the rules are and to see what movies are available. This Saturday, you can take your kids out to meet Santa. There's two places that you can go. You can go to 7012 Côte de Liesse from 12 to 4 p.m. Santa will be there, as well as Chasing Sky from Paw Patrol. The price is $15 for a picture, or for kids 5 and under, or $25 for kids 5 and up, and then $10 for each additional child. Or if you're a group of four, it's $65. You can call 1-888-818-7836 for more information. Also, yeah. Honey Books is a new Black-owned store that's here in Montreal. They're having an outdoor market. It's a winter wonderland this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 6198 Chemin Colt Saint-Luc. You can meet Santa from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The first 25 people will get a hot chocolate, and there will be gift wrapping available. But definitely, if you want to buy some books for some kids for Christmas, definitely hit them up, and they'll have other vendors there as well. And there is a new art gallery that opened up this month. So it's called Allegorie, and it's located at 2301 St. Patrick. So you could definitely go there. You could go to allegorie.ca for information to see what exhibits are up and running right now. Of course, there's the Christmas markets that are currently happening. So those are outdoor events that everybody could attend. There's one at Atwater Market. There's one at Jean Talon Market. And then, of course, at Place des Arts, they have their Christmas market up. So you can, eat food, check, get some drinks, hot drinks, cold drinks, whatever. It's all there. Of course, if you are eating, you do have to have your vaccine passport available to do that. There is also an ice bar here as well. So,
What do you got the ice bar? You got me at bar. Where's the ice bar at?
It's at Riverside. So it's called Iverside. So they're offering a unique winter cocktail experience completely protected from the snow. So this is in partnership with Grey Goose and Cointreau. The space was designed and built by Julien Doré, the man behind the Hotel de Glace in Saint-Gabriel-de-Valcartier near Quebec City. So they do have a list of drinks that you can get, like Feeling Pine Mold Wine. Mm-mm. They have
cotton. They got mold in there. We don't know what that is.
Mold. It's like a, I don't know, it's a thing with wine. Mm. But anyways, cotton candy spritz, chocolate martini, Iverside eggnog, snowball hot chocolate, and Granny's Pear Ficked Toddy. So those are some of the drinks that you can get. Everything is ice. You could check it out on MTL blog if you need some pictures to see what it looks like. But it looks super cool. So definitely check that out. Now, on to some entertainment news. Chris Brown actually might be signing to Quality Control. Which is
Migos. We got some new Migos this morning too. I forgot. We set the trends. We got that coming up later. Yeah.
Right. So Quality Control is the home of the Migos, Lil Yachty, Lil Baby, Sweetie, City Girls. They actually manage Cardi B as well. So previously, Chris Brown was signed to RCA Records, where he owned his own masters and was the youngest artist to obtain this type of deal. So it's going to be interesting to see what type of deal he has with Quality Control. Basically keeping that same type of ownership. So we'll see what happens with that. Megan Thee Stallion. So she recently graduated from university this month. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a good look. I don't know if she's how true she's going to be to it, but she's saying that she wants to employ all of her classmates. Mm-hmm. That's a good look.
Definitely. So she'll probably keep her word and do that too, because she kept on going with school, even though she, was rising, to fame during that time. But she also signed a deal with Netflix. So she's going to be able to create and executive produce her own shows. So she's quoted as saying, "I've always had a passion for telling creative and entertaining stories. Mm-hmm. So I'm thrilled about this partnership with Netflix. Venturing into production is the next step in my journey as an entrepreneur. And I can't wait to bring all my ideas to life for my hotties to watch." So that should be coming up probably in 2022.
No, I like that, man. Like, even like seeing like people like Switch 2 go back and get degrees. Like, these entertainers have millions and millions of dollars. They don't have to do this.
Yeah.
But, they still feel, I'm still going to look for knowledge and still try to strive for better. That's dope, man. Good on Megan. I like that about Megan. I don't like some of her music, but I like that, though.
No, definitely. Her music's not for everybody, but yeah. Back to Astroworld. So there is an update. So doctors say all 10 victims died of compression asphyxia. I can't even pronounce that. But anyways, they
lost breath.
Pretty much. So the investigation into what caused the death is still ongoing. But last month, it was revealed that 7 of the 10 victims who died at the festival were in the same small enclosed area of the crowd. So that's really interesting. Travis Scott is working on a new initiative to keep concert goers safe at concerts. The rapper has joined forces with the United States Conference of Mayors. They will assemble a commission encompassing leaders from government, public safety, emergency response, healthcare, event management, music, and technology. The commission will outline a safety report that can be used at concerts and festivals. So he'll be working with that. To me, it kind of just sounds like PR stuff to me. Like, he's not really going to be that much involved, but you never know.
Listen, man, there's a lot of hands in this. Like, who's responsible? The artist, the label, Roc Nation.
Yeah.
The people that's in charge of managing the place. Like, it. Yeah, well, you know, no, yeah, man, they got great lawyers with the money they got at Roc Nation.
Yeah, but the media is going to focus on Travis because Travis is the
He's the face. Yeah, he's the face. It's his concert.
Yeah,
right?
But there should be more people held accountable. So we'll see how that unfolds with the investigation and what all the things that are happening with the different lawsuits. So we'll see that. Also this week, unfortunately, we had author, educator, and activist Bell Hooks passed away at the age of 69. Yeah. So a friend of her quoted saying she was a giant, no-nonsense person who lived by her own rules and spoke her own truth in a time when Black people and women especially did not feel empowered to do that. So that's from Dr. Linda Strongleak, who was a former colleague and close friend of Bell Hooks. So rest in peace to Bell Hooks and condolences to her family and friends.
Indeed.
All of her followers as well. And then new music. So a lot of new music this week, of course, because it's Friday.
Yeah.
So Roddy Ricch, he has his album Live Life Fast that came out.
Okay.
Young Blueface released an EP, No, I'm Not Okay. We have the Burner Boy single with Wizkid, Bidora, and Black released two singles, Rent Free and By Any Means. So I cannot wait till his full album comes out. The two tracks are actually really good. And then...
What happened?
For some reason...
What happened?
Black Ground Records.
whose record company is this?
Approved.
Who is?
Approved. Aaliyah's vocals.
On what?
On this track with The Weeknd called Poison.
Do we have that track?
I don't know if you have that track.
Oh, we gonna play Poison.
I'm so annoyed because I'm such a huge Aaliyah fan.
Is that the one?
It sounds like her vocals were like sent in by voicemail, or they were like microwaved, or like I'm so upset. So a lot of people felt the same way as I did. Thankfully, it wasn't just me. I'm not crazy, but I don't know what this is. They need to take it back.
Let me give some context to this. You know, us as Aaliyah fans, we fought so long to get her estate to release the music. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was like maybe a month, 2 months ago, they finally released it.
Yeah, in the fall.
Yeah, so now everybody's able to get mixy with it. Can we at least get the right vocals from Aaliyah? Just let Drake touch it.
Drake and Chris Brown. Chris Brown's just track let Drake with and Chris Aaliyah touch it, right? is great. Ugh. But this here, this Poison with The Weeknd, and I was excited because I like The Weeknd.
You know The Weeknd is, he's experimental. You know, he likes to try different things.
I don't know, man.
But if Aaliyah's audio is messed up, that's an engineering issue. They got to fire the engineer. They need to call Just Blaze or somebody.
I don't know. And we were just all upset.
That's madness. No new Kanye? My mom's asking.
No, I didn't put no Ye in there this week. Not that much was happening this week, of course. There are some new updates with the Megan the Stallion and the Tory Lanez trial. But I'll bring that a little later because there's a lot of different things that are coming out. Some things that happened, some things that didn't. We never know. So I will keep you guys updated on that. But I'm just waiting until some more things are confirmed.
Okay, well, you know, keep a lot of Montreal, my city. It's 7:54 in the morning. We'll play some new music. I think I got that new T-Pain coming up next. Womanpreneurs in the building. Got some giveaways. We starting our holidays giveaway. These beautiful sisters are in the building. Queens forever. It's the More Detour on the MyCKT 90.3 FM.
Real old. I see it, baby, I see it. And I seen all of your men cross my that you want. Ooh, I don't think you really have an idea. Just how much I really need ya. I don't know how much I wanna see ya. Maria, I don't think you getting enough love. And I'm picking you up, you ain't gotta say nothing. I'm sipping, I can't fill it up with that body.
She love it.
My baby, you and your sis. Keep making me do it like this.
I don't like when we are distant. Whoa, I see you enjoy the attention. Whoa, got a lot of blue checks in your mentions. Oh, wait, who are you kidding? I'll let you make your own decision. Whoa,
I've been seeing you like the things you do.
See
it,
baby, I see
it. And I see how you be acting when we're alone.
Nice to meet ya. Stepped in froze, freeza. Christian Dior. Christian Dior. Jesus. Nice to meet ya. Boss up, shoo. Keeper. Girl up on my side, diva. Hopping on the flight,
when I
see ya.
Flex.
Baby, why your man looks stressed? Big trip in my Sunday best. If I put you in a foreign, baby, you know, starling, you can run with me, it's flex.
Your energy. Freak in the sheets, steady in the streets. Melanin rich, you from overseas.
Let me take you places in the world you ain't never been.
I could be the one if you want, when you want, come and say my name. Pack a bag, we can run, do a thing in the sun country.
Nice to meet ya. Stepped in froze, freeza. Christian Dior. Christian Dior. Jesus. Nice to meet ya. Boss up.
Shoo.
Keeper, got up on my side, diva. Hopping on the flight, see ya.
Nice to meet ya, wow. I had the nicest time with a vegan. I met her in Victoria and Secret. She let me in a Victoria's Secret. Brand new Chanel. Said she got a man, I told her keep him as well. She tells tales, yeah. Even her girls, yeah. Think it's odd, she don't leave as well,
yeah.
Alphabet love, know who we are. Kiss you from your feet, then I move up above. In the suite, now you can't move along. Kisses make you weak, but I'm here to make you stronger.
Nice to meet ya. Stepped in froze, freeza. Christian Dior. Christian Dior. Jesus. Nice to meet ya. Boss up,
shoo.
Keeper. Got up on my side, diva. Hopping on the flight, see ya.
New G, that's me charging. Fly kicks, that's me hockey. She said, come to mommy. She duck under my belt, papa, yeah. Cartier, diamonds in your Cartier. Coca-Cola, put to shame. Look who's sip out like the day
I could be the one if you want, when you want, come and say my name.
to meet ya. Stepped in froze, freeza. Christian Dio, Christian Dio, Jesus. Nice to meet ya, boss up, shoo. Keeper. Call up on my side, deeper. Hopping on the flight, see ya.
Oh, it's a morning detour with Weezy Moon Chaser and Lorena XO, and we have some special guests in the building. They're not strangers to the show, so we're super excited to have them as always. So we have a womanpreneur here and a rising queen. So Sarah Onisha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm excited you guys are here.